Well, hello there, folks. It's Jackie here inviting you to join me this week on Woman to Woman. We have Martina Mulligan, who is a youth advocate worker in North County, Dublin. We'll be chatting about the busyness of life and the ups and downs of juggling motherhood and work and so much more. So join me, Jackie, on Woman to Woman this week. So we're talking to Martina Mulligan from Youth and Family Support in North County, Dublin, Youth and Family Support worker. You have a lot of experience dealing with teenagers, Martina. You know, rejection is a big thing at the moment. Well, it's always been there, I suppose, but, you know, it's the big word, rejection, and you probably experience a lot of children and teenagers that suffer with rejection every day. What does that mean, rejection? And where does it come from? Where does it start? In the childhood or where?
Well, if we're going back to, you know, the Lord, he was rejected, you know, on the cross, you know, by his own, you know, father, you know. So that is, it starts probably from there of, you know, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that he says in his word. So, but fear of rejection now, it's with young people that what I'm working with is, fear of rejection is caused by traumatic stress disorder that begins in childhood. So that can be, for instance, if a mother is not available for their child for whatever reason, you know, if there's an addiction, if they have lost a loved one,
separation
from a divorce, you know, and they're, you know, depression or postnatal depression. So for whatever reason, that, you know, the child could feel rejected, even though the mother is not intentionally rejecting the child. She obviously loves the child.
Or if a child, mother has to go out and work.
Yes, of course.
Would the child feel rejected?
Yeah, absolutely. If there's a healthy primary caretaker there, which would be, you know, loving the child.
A family member is best.
Of course, but it's not the best. The mother is, you know, the best to be there for the child.
And if the mother can't be, then the father, of course. And we spoke about that before.
Yes, the father can be the primary caretaker if he's at home and the mother's working full time. Mm. Yes, it can be. Just as good, but the mother would be best, you know, because that's how God created, you know, mother and father, the mother to be the nurturer in the family.
And the Bible says that, you know, even in Psalms, it says, even if a mother or father rejects you, I will never reject you, for I've engraved you in the palm of my hand. Mm. So the Lord never rejects us, but still we struggle with rejection.
We do. We do suffer from rejection in so many different levels. It's stemming from childhood, like childhood experiences, like a mother rejecting the child, as we spoke about. But then it can go into, you know, peers rejecting you, you know, siblings rejecting you. And, you know, we can actually, how we experience this rejection can shape our lives. Hmm. Some people, you know, haven't got that. And it goes into identity as well, of who we are. If we know who we are in Christ, if we know who we are in a family, if we have that secure, I'm well, I know who I am. Rejection, for instance, like a child saying to another child, oh, you've got red hair, don't like red hair. And that really upsetting a child. If they know, I am beautiful, made in God's image. But, you know, after the mother goes, you know, really gives the child a real sense of who they are. You're beautiful, wonderfully made. That wouldn't bother them. Or, you know, you're not fast enough. If that really upsets them.
Or if you're dropped off the school football team, like my kids, you know, have experienced through life, or are rejected with a group of friends and not being brought to a birthday party. That's severe rejection for a child.
Severe rejection, but some can cope better than others, depending on the identity of who they are in Christ. Knowing who they are. Knowing they are loved. Mm. Not because they have been dropped off a football team. Mm. It's so big in the area of, I am loved of just who I am. In every area.
So if we feel loved from nurture at home, from parents, and also from the Lord filling, you know, knowing that you're filled as a child from God, then you don't, you feel that rejection as bad, is that it?
It goes back to childhood. If we feel loved and accepted and wanted and belonged, you know, you belong and, you know, cared for, safe and secure, that will travel into your adult life of, I know who I am. if someone says, oh, you don't have brown eyes, you know, your hair is not the right colour.
Especially young teenagers.
Young teenagers are trying to feel accepted in the trends. Mm. Even though the trends are not the best and they're unhealthy, they are actually going into trends that are not, they're not beautiful.
Mm.
Because they're trying to feel accepted.
Mm.
So going back into the, how do we deal with rejection? It's recognised rejection is part of life.
Everybody experiences it.
Every single person in this world is going to experience rejection in some way. And some are going to deal with it better, depending on how secure they are as a person. Mm. So some things, you know, as I just mentioned there, a child being saying that they're red hair and, you know, everybody has brown hair and they want that colour, the general.
Because they want to blend.
They want
especially
to blend
teenagers want to blend. From the age of 12, I found all my kids just wanted to blend with others.
Even though it's not the best thing, you know. And being unique is so beautiful, but they don't want to be unique. They want to be the general, you know, the same. So going back to how to deal with rejection, accept what happened. The worst way to cope with rejection is to deny it. It's just go, okay, this is what I'm feeling. I've just experienced, I felt that. They said this word. And help your child to process it. Or if it's an adult, counselling, or to share with a sister or a friend. You know, I felt that hurt me, you know.
Talk it through,
process your emotions
and see if they're rational thoughts, I suppose.
Exactly, absolutely, you know, because one person would be rejected saying something to them and others wouldn't, depending on their vulnerability in that area. Stay healthy. What does that mean? Rest, you know, eating, exercise, you know, community, church. Don't allow rejection to define you.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Yeah. Grow from your experience. You know, as you mentioned there, talk it out. Is this rational? Is this true? No, it's not. You know. So, that's
teaching the child how to do that is the hard part. And I suppose girls and boys feel rejection differently. You know, I read three boys, so I know that they look at rejection differently. You know, self-image isn't as important, I suppose, as young girls and their self-image, and you see it all on social media and Instagram and Snapchat and all that. Boys are feel more rejected if they're knocked off the football team, or if the boys, you know, don't invite them around to the house, or, you know, a teacher, you know, leaves them out of the group, or the, their siblings leave them out of the group. That's a different form of rejection.
It's absolutely, but it goes back to who am I? If I know my worth, my value, you know, my
identity. But it's all down to the first few years of life, filling a child with those needs and securing them.
Yeah, that you are loved.
With nurture.
With nurture. But then, as we mentioned before, this can be restored. You can be whole and you can be fulfilled in that area if it's processed. So just the last, you know, part of rejection, how do we deal with it? Treat yourself with compassion. You know, and love yourself in the area of God loves me. You know, so
see yourself as God sees you.
Yeah,
accept it. And we need to input that into our children. And they need to learn that.
Exactly. And something I say to my own child every time I leave him, I drop him off at school, is you are loved. You know, you are belonged. You belonged into our family. And have a great day. But it's you are loved. So he's going into that day of you are loved. You are so loved.
Amen. Thanks, Martina Mulligan, Youth and Family Support Worker in Dublin. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.